Path to Unconditional Love, Chapter 20. Superhumans are the saviors of humanity. 160 people, by some miracle, somehow fit into the hole. When they were on the floor doing relaxation, they completely covered the space like a carpet, so it was impossible to squeeze between them. It seemed to me that the intensity of life had increased, and time seemed to have shrunk even more. Practices followed lectures, and in the intervals there were activations and exams, which were personally given by the priestesses. Darshans with the teacher, tears of repentance and grace. We lived in the next room, and it seemed to me that these were superhumans. The space just rang, and it was simply impossible to sleep because of the rise in energy levels. The mentors got up in the middle of the night and did warm-up practices. Every other day, they went out for night walks. It seemed to me that if someone had told me what the mentor's lifestyle was like, I would not have believed it, had I not seen it with my own eyes. Evil tongues may object that the living conditions beside the teacher were inhuman, but I have experienced this myself, and I can say for sure that it is impossible to understand it with an outsider's eyes. The teacher deliberately created situations on purpose for his students and directed so much energy that it was difficult to pass it through the physical body. The mentors made all these efforts consciously to get the most out of the meetings with the teacher and pass on to people who needed help worldwide. I will never forget that they, with tears in their eyes, spoke at meetings with the teacher about how people lived, what difficulties they overcame, asked questions about difficult situations, and the teacher patiently gave instructions to each of them about specific people and about the general problems and dangers in the current period for many people about which they needed to be warned. He gave instructions on spiritual development for everyone. One of the mentor's stories is particularly memorable to me. One day, I was given a voice recorder tape from the teacher's walks with mentors to translate into text. These were recordings from early meetings between the students and the teacher. As I typed, tears streamed from my eyes. I could not stop, and my heart was torn apart by the pain that the mentors shared with the teacher, and at the same time by the infinite love and compassion that they received in response from him. On this day, there was a complete change of values in my mind. I still remember the mentor sent by the teacher on a mission to save people in the Marmara region of Turkey. On the eve of the strongest earthquake in August 1999, it turned out that she was in the epicenter. people were sleeping on the streets, afraid of being trapped in their own homes. It was a terrible tragedy. Despite all the horror of what was happening, the mentor and her assistants tirelessly prayed and gathered everyone for a group prayer to stop this disaster and help those who had suffered. In the years of living next to the teacher assured me that the power of his prayers then helped to prevent the aftershock of the earthquake and helped many people to escape. Later, I was a direct witness of the teacher helping with his prayers. I was so close to the teacher that all calls went through me, and there were times when a mentor could call for help at any time. So, in 2014, after a report about an earthquake in Chile from the mentors who were there on a mission, the teacher gave the task to urgently gather people for a joint prayer to stop the tsunami that was to hit the coast of other Latin American countries as well. There was no official report of a possible tsunami at that time. Only later, all the residents began to be evacuated from dangerous areas. All efforts were hurled into helping people, and those students who believed in the teacher did not succumb to the general panic and didn't leave the coast, but prayed together with the mentors. And their prayer and the teacher's prayer were heard. Each new story of a mentor and each new story about an ordinary day in the life of these superhumans was like a revelation to me. It seemed to me that God was protecting me all this time. And I really lived for a long time without noticing how people lived and what troubles they faced. I was young, and it seemed to me that everything was ahead. But the same people with the same problems that the mentors told me about lived next to me, not thinking that any of their days could be their last. They lived the same way, got sick, and suffered the same way. Living paycheck to paycheck, they were subjected to domestic violence, cheated by fraudsters, and in the end, lost the meaning of life, not seeing any light, and not really living. Chasing the ghostly happiness imposed by advertising. And those who had money suffered in other ways, but no less severely. Now the teacher is sounding the alarm and urging everyone to pray for their loved ones. He tells the mentors to urgently conduct circular protective meditations called the field of love for people to stop COVID-19. Otherwise, the earth will be destroyed. But how many will be able to hear the teacher? Being in the mentor's field, I simultaneously felt all the pain and suffering of the world in so many ways that my heart aged from this pain to tears. Before the arrival of the mentors, it seemed to me that I was in a fairy tale with the eternal celebration of life. But what was behind it, and what it was all for. I was just beginning to comprehend. From these audio recordings many years ago, I wrote out a truth in my notebook that seemed very important to me at the time. But the value of these words for me did not change over the years. One of the mentors on the walk asked the teacher about the meaning of the words in the gospel, which said there is no God, that there are some worlds in which there is no God. To which the teacher replied that this means that the influence of God in its purest form does not reach everyone. Just as the influence of the teacher does not reach the sadhaks in its purest form, it comes only through mentors, through priestesses, or even through an activist. It turns out that the teacher can influence a very small number of people, in the same way a very small number of saints are directly influenced by God, and the rest do not want to, or are lazy, or something else, and therefore they are under lower influences. Just as each soldier cannot be under the general's influence, because the general cannot personally command each soldier, there are many officers who bring the general's order to each and every soldier. This is what this is about. The ray of creation. If we want to get under the influence of God, then we have to climb up. Then I tried to write down the teacher's answer word to word, and many times I meditated on it, and I thought that at all costs I want to climb up to the source of the truth. From this moment, perhaps, my spiritual path really began. Each darshan with the teacher was a real revelation, and with each meeting I felt a sense of responsibility for all people's sorrows and misfortunes maturing inside me, and I couldn't ignore it. It was amazing. The teacher was so diverse, multifaceted, and unpredictable, but always so real that this quality was striking to the core. The mentors went away to cities to help people to pass on the boundless wisdom that they were imbued with by the teacher. Now I understand why so many miracles happened in the field of mentors. They carried with them the unearthly energy of the enlightened master. They flew around the world like white birds of hope for a new, bright future in a world without pain and suffering, in a world with faith that creates miracles, and, of course, with love, the boundless love of the teacher, which he generously shares with everyone. I felt an incomparable feeling of happiness from being involved in the teacher's high mission, and immense gratitude to God for giving me a chance to meet the teacher in this life was born in me. I was beginning to get used to the regular routine of a busy life, although the word get used was probably not quite right. It would probably be more accurate to say that I finally started to accelerate a little to get closer to the rhythm in which life was boiling beside the teacher. And the first thing I couldn't help but noticing was that one morning, once again carrying in my backpack two huge watermelons up the mountain on countless steps, I suddenly realized that I was no longer panting. I even stopped for a moment and could not believe what I was feeling. "What are you doing?" Natalia called out to me. "We need to move faster." "I'm no longer short of breath. Can you believe it? You remember how I used to climb this mountain?" She laughed. "Of course I do. I told you to stop faking it." "I wasn't faking it. I was really out of breath." I was even a little offended by her words. "I'm just kidding. Let's go. I just thought you realized a long time ago that things are different around him. How can you get enough sleep in 4 hours and run like a hound all day?" "Yes, you're right." I adjusted the straps of my backpack and hurried after Natalia. For the rest of the walk, I thought that I had seen my life transformed every day, but I was completely unaware of what was causing it. Besides the teacher, everything was simple and straightforward. There was so much energy that it seemed to me that the many-armed Buddhist deities were an allegory of reality next to the teacher. Later, when I was asked how it was possible to do so many things at once, I knew for sure that it was real. But how could this be conveyed to those who had not come in contact with the teacher's energy so closely? In addition to the fact that the teacher instilled in you a huge belief that you would succeed, he also gave you inspiration and energy to implement it. It was such a complete feeling of living every moment of my life that it seemed like I was living 6 months of my life in a week. And not only I had such a feeling. This was the real life that I could have missed and could have never known if. But I do not even want to think about it. The most important event in my life was meeting the teacher. I felt like I had known him forever, and our meeting was not accidental. You're 12 minutes late. You know what that means, don't you? Isis asked as she met us in the hallway. Yes, 12 minutes of warm-up. Natalia and I spat out in one voice and hurried to unload the watermelons and change for the warm-up. Someone on the outside might have thought it was a punishment, but not to us. By that time, we clearly understood what we were doing and why. And acceleration was one of the important points of spiritual growth. And everyone consciously sought to accelerate and willingly accepted help from those who were nearby, because it was difficult to keep up a constantly increasing pace due to the fact that many other processes were happening in parallel inside. The main thing in any spiritual practice is understanding. Otherwise, even the best practice without understanding can, at the very least, produce no result, and at the worst case, turn into its opposite. It was probably one of the most active warm-ups in all time I can remember. Being under the impression of the realization that came to me during the trip to the market, I was doing squats and push-ups with double vigor, completely forgetting that just now we had been climbing the mountain for half an hour, loaded like elephants. I felt the energy in me awaken and new reserves open up. There was only one mindset. I want to be even closer. I want to speed up and do everything quickly and consciously to help the teacher and reach the necessary level of energy to be near him. Well, you've got so excited. Time's up, said Natalia and ran to the shower. Then, suddenly, Isis appeared in the doorway and said, with a mysterious smile, Roxana must be getting ready to go for a walk with the teacher. Yes! I shouted, startled by my voice. I did not even think about it. Instead, it is difficult to imagine what is not in your picture of the world. Yes, of course, I wanted to be closer to the teacher. But to walk with him? How could that be possible? What is it like? Romantic images began to pop up in my head, and I hastened to stop the stream of thoughts. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazonone.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.